The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And Alexa plays the show also. Stream the audio at TNTRadioEmpire.com and podcast there. He just said. Monday. I'm not going to ever say May the 4th. I won't say what's coming after that. It is May the 4th. But,
Tomorrow's not
the Star Wars geek. Not a bad first movie, but not the Star Wars geek. So I would just say it's May the 4th.
Cinco tomorrow.
I like that. I like that called Cinco. We should call it Cinco tomorrow. It is Cinco tomorrow. And everything's open up. I don't know what's open
not
up. Depending on where you live, certain places are opening up and still don't understand that, but I'm sure we'll get into that with Craig. And we'll also get into that with Dr. Ed Dominguez, who's going to be live from Dallas, Texas this morning. I think Dallas is opening up everything.
I don't know what the deal with Texas is.
It's a lot. It's big. It's opening everything, apparently. You know, Missouri said concerts, too. Did you see that, Puss?
Yeah.
What
the hell's that about?
And
who's going to come to the concert there?
Yeah, the Missouri governor is obviously just not paying attention.
No, he's not.
No.
First of all, they're not going to put anything together, and no band from out of town is going to go in
right,
there.
Right, you could have a concert, but who's going to show up?
I don't know, man.
You would need a band to perform, and I don't think any bands are performing right now.
Even before the concert goers can say, yes, I'll come, the bands have to, and I don't see that happening. I mean, just Friday night, after Friday afternoon, late, they finally announced the rescheduled. I had tickets to go see Rage Against the Machine.
That was supposed to be this coming weekend.
It's
2021, right?
Sioux Falls, right?
Sioux Falls. They pushed the whole thing to next summer.
Well, maybe it's just not going to be a... Maybe Missouri says, like, your local bands can put a show
That's
up.
That's probably who's going to show up, if anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, no national acts are going to continue to tour because, you know, they go nationwide and the rules are different from state to state.
I think Sebastian Bach said, is it possible to play every city in Missouri asking for a friend? That's what he said. That's why he tweeted that out.
I see a lot more of the bands going that direction, like Rage, and just saying, forget it.
Yeah.
Next summer.
Just chucking in the whole year.
All the big ones. Yeah, the big ones.
Yeah.
Just writing off the entire season.
Who knows? You know, I'm sure they can put together a show quick enough if they have to, but they'll probably be in the cities where they live. If something would happen in late fall or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. No.
Yeah, but it won't be a big concert.
No.
But you're right. It's going to be local and regional bands that decide to play.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why Missouri took that lead. I don't understand that, but whatever.
Well, I mean, they could say it, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know what he meant by that. I didn't really read into it. I just saw the headline. Yeah, maybe it means, you know.
I read a paragraph of the story, and
local bands
there were no bands that were committed to saying, hey, we're going to honor that St. Louis date. We're going to honor that Kansas City date. No, I didn't see any of that.
Yeah, do a one-off fly-in for $40, right? I don't know about that. But, you know, whatever. wear your mask.
It's not feasible for those to put on one show in one state.
No, they're not going to come.
They're not going to do that.
No, I don't know who the Missouri governor is. I'm sure he's dumb like ours.
Could be a she.
I'm sure she's. Yeah. She could.
We're surrounded by chick governors.
Yeah, the chick in Kansas is a Democrat.
Yeah,
she doesn't seem to be too.
Not the case in Missouri.
No.
Mike Parson.
Yeah.
In Missouri.
Yeah, I think I remember reading stuff about him. He's not that cool. Craig's cool, though. He'll be here a little later on. We got our buddy Nick will be back in the studio. Of course, old Nick's here every damn day.
I don't mind Groundhog Day. Just, you know, I live Groundhog Day most of the year.
Yeah.
I just don't like Groundhog Weekend anymore.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, Groundhog Day for us is Monday through Friday a lot. You're right.
Yeah.
Because of what we do and how we have to be up so damn early. I get that, but you're right. I don't like Groundhog Weekend either.
For most people, weekdays are Groundhog Day.
Well, no, I think people do. Most people probably. But
if you work Monday through Friday, it's mostly Groundhog Day.
I think people tend to do more than we do during the week.
You're probably.
Because you're waking up
low
now.
Bar.
If you're waking up now, then you probably don't. But, you know, a lot of people can do more if they work 9 to 5, you know.
But I've now had, is it 6 or 7 consecutive Groundhog Weekends.
This is week 8 of the technical shutdown.
Just stop counting.
Monday's week 8.
You're not going to help yourself.
It's fun to count.
No, it's not.
No, it just makes it worse.
It does make it worse.
I still have the calendar of how many days
we had a beautiful weather weekend in Omaha this
weekend. Yeah, that was pretty much perfect, so that was nice.
That was tall. That's a lot. That's huge.
Yeah, I don't want to make you guys jealous, but we did chip away a little bit more at cleaning the basement yesterday.
All right.
So,
all right. Well, we'll get into that later on the secondary podcast.
Unfortunately, it was one of the biggest things I did over the weekend.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to get too jealous either.
I drank.
I walked 3 dogs yesterday.
3 dog walking.
One at a time, though, right?
Yes, I walk them one at a time.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, we had a girl check in. It's pretty nice.
Oh.
She had something pretty cool happen to her.
Let me see here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't say her name.
She doesn't say don't say her name.
Oh, it does.
Won't.
Right there in the subject line, it says don't say my name.
Yeah. Salad tossing, don't say my name.
What subject are you line. Doing?
Tossing a salad.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Single woman who just turned 40. I've been hanging out with the sexy new IT guy.
That's not possible, by the way.
Yeah.
that's an oxymoron. Sexy IT guy.
Well, apparently.
I'm joking. There's IT guys that are probably pretty sexy.
In her eyes.
I've never met one.
This is the sexy new IT guy.
All right.
This weekend, the relationship turned sexual. Ooh. I had a new experience that I would not have had I not heard it normalized on your show for years. Butt stuff is fun.
Damn.
Thanks. I should have. Love you guys.
shouldn't have done the music part right there. We can read that again later on.
Let's see, but I'm curious. Was she on the receiving end or the giving
end? She had to be at least one time on the receiving
end. Or both.
And hopefully both. Hopefully it was both for
his
pleasure. But I'm sure she meant, she liked it too.
Wow. Yeah. I hope it was.
I don't think she's just performing that for her side.
Yeah. I hope it was reciprocated.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And
yes, you are welcome.
I hope a good time was had by all.
Well, it sounds like it was. You just pop right up and write an email to us. Thanks for the butt stuff. All right. I'm out.
Now, why did that not stick to the tape?
I read that this morning on the Hopper. I'm thinking, oh, man. Did she? All right. It's a good way to start off a Monday.
Yes, she did.
All right. Nice email. Appreciate that. Feel free to give us your section. She's 42. She didn't know that could happen.
And, you know...
Well, just never had the experience.
Well, we normalized it, too, because it is something you...
Just hooking up in the COVID era.
I forgot about that.
It's kind of special.
Yeah, they did hook up.
I didn't even get to that thought. You're right.
I know. They both had masks on,
somebody
though, I'm sure.
Somebody had to go to somebody's house.
They probably had their mask on before the butt stuff happened.
Somebody had to do some thinking about what rules are they going to violate.
Because a toss of salad, you have the mask off.
Yeah. You're not meeting in a park to do that.
No.
You could. In the car.
But that's
in the car.
Talk about, I mean, it's tough to have sex in a car, let alone that.
But,
well, unless you got like a shagging wagon or something.
Right. You bring them over to your place, or did you go to his place?
The sexy IT guy's place.
Yeah.
Had to clean it up.
Complicated
things. Computers around.
These are all things you have to conflate during the...
Yeah, email her back. Say how they do that. Or they just throw caution to the wind and say, you know what? COVID be damned. We're going to toss some salad.
Maybe they stayed in the garage.
As Dr. Mina said, the butt is another place that stuff can enter. The COVID, I mean.
Is that true?
Yeah,
I don't want you spreading any...
No, she said that.
She told us not to be scratching our asses.
Yeah, yeah, she did tell us that. That's what I figured. Stuff can get there. We always scratch our butts. I know I do. But yeah, wash your hands after you scratch your butt.
So, somebody went to somebody's house.
Yeah. Or maybe they did it at work. They're working somewhere, right?
We had my stepson and his girlfriend over last night.
Yeah.
But just, met in the backyard.
That's fine, man. People are doing stuff like that, I get that part. I really do.
And she brought us food. She works at a local sushi restaurant.
Oh, yeah, she does. My favorite place.
Oh, that's food. Why you invited him over.
Right. That's my favorite place.
She brought the drinks. And, we had a fire last night. We had a fire the night before. It was perfect weather.
It was great weather, but it is Groundhog Weekend.
I know.
Now, I realize some of you aren't working at all, so, you're yelling at us right now. I'm sorry about that.
Well, and eventually.
You should be working, but Groundhog Weekend does suck.
Eventually here, the weather will get so hot that you'll have to stay inside, so that'll be different.
That's true.
That'll be different.
Well, there won't be any damn fires going on. Yeah. I had a fire going Saturday night, too, actually.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah, it will be too hot.
We better enjoy this, because there's going to be a point.
It's going to be summertime inside air conditioning.
In the not-too-distant future, where it's going to be too hot and humid, and I don't feel like walking any dogs. So, you got to take advantage. We're actually, in this part of the world, getting a spring, which is unusual.
Very unusual. It is very unusual. And I'm kind of digging it, too, except for that groundhog part there.
Yeah, and the COVID part.
And the COVID part.
I haven't been out, so I just see on the social media, people at least here are aghast at how many people are not wearing masks.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that is. I don't know why you wouldn't just throw on a mask. Is it pure vanity?
Because you're not going to be told what to do by the man.
That's it. That's
it.
It's
that's
not vanity. Half of you should cover your face anyway. That's crap. It's not vanity. Maybe it is for some ladies. If it's for a guy, you're crazy because he's just walking around with a mask on.
But I saw a post from...
Well, they're pissed off they have to go to stores with masks on. I said, and certain stores are demanding it.
Yeah.
Costco and I think Home Depot now.
They require it.
Yeah. And they're male. And then, so what?
It's a lot of those home improvement stores that everybody hangs out at are requiring you to wear a mask.
I went to I had to go to the vet to pick up some dog food. We get this special diet dog food for the queen of the house, obviously, and it's a small vet office. And it was I want to say Friday or Saturday, and I just ran. I was Saturday, and I ran up real quick. We had to be before noon. They were closing at noon, and it's a really small place. So I'm thinking, no big deal. So I didn't have a mask with me, and I walk in, and the woman has a mask on, and then there's a guy coming out with his dog with a mask on, and I felt like an ass, and there was an old man coming behind me, didn't have a mask on, but he stayed outside, he saw the lobby, and I was standing 6 feet away from everybody, and there's three of us in there, and I thought, that's the last time I'm going to do that, I'm going to wear a mask in every place. I don't really go to many places, because I go to Walgreens, I'll wear a mask, I went there, and if I go to my wife goes to the grocery store now, so I haven't been there in a while, but I'm just thinking, because it's about the other person. And how many times can we say that? It's not about you. It's about you protecting other people.
Yeah, I just keep
acting
in the
like
car.
If you think it's because, I don't care if I get it. Well, it's not about you. It's about the other person. That's what makes me mad about the argument.
Seems to be a difficult message to impart.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody seems to get that.
No.
By the way, a big thank you from the boss at Nebraska Brewing Company, because Christy went to get some canned margaritas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She ran out of wine, so I'll call Dylan at Nebraska Brewing Company.
They're good.
And she said there was a line more than around the block.
Wow.
Of people just waiting.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Since
we're plugging them, I want more of that. Oh, of course, I can't say that.
No, he's happy.
I know that, but we're not allowed to do it. That's
he's
advertiser.
Happy to
they
provide.
Okay, yeah.
So a lot of people.
If they're advertising, they advertise?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good.
They're advertisers.
They got to advertise. I had some, too. I added tequila to mine, though, because I like them stronger than what they are. They're good, but I added tequila to them.
Yeah. We did the same thing.
Yeah,
last
I added
night.
Tequila to those. All right.
They're made.
And that's why I felt like a piece of S on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I pounded some tequila on Saturday night.
That could be the reason that could be I feel the way I feel this morning.
This morning. Yeah.
So thanks, right. Nebraska Brewing Company.
It's Monday. All right, Craig's next. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.